an unmarried man we covered the to his attorney. Attorney stepped out yesterday and just said these confirmation hearings are politics and let's not confuse anymore. So I would say those are our two closest.
What you need to do here now, I think, is to the locker place now, Graves will be up there now. He's up there today.
Correct.
Why haven't we thought of everybody else of not putting out this crap on the FBI grid? In other words, let's put him on the grid a little bit as to whether he approves or disapproves of certain things. Let me tell you how this is done.
Mm-hmm.
The way I would do this.
Probably is coming to the point
sir, I think...
I thought yesterday was the day of the truth. Tell me, sir.
Well,
or yesterday the day before.
He did what he said in this regard. He started the argument that he can't turn over any more material. He's harming the rights of individuals and the like. He did do that. But to not too much, with much success for this reason. Kennedy bore right in on him again on the old stuff. In regard to his putting new stuff in, he's volunteered so much that...
Well, I wanted to know, then suddenly, about the Bobby Kennedy, just go back to the old thing. To John Dillon, you're going to be the director of the FBI. Mr. Chairman, I am concerned about the FBI being used by the White House for political purposes, not only, through the years. Now, I want to know, Mr. Gray, do you have any knowledge of the White House doing this year? But then go back to this. Now, I want to read you from this book, Mr. Smith's book, or somebody else's book. Let me read you this. Is this true or not? Did the FBI do this or not? Do you approve of that? Will you see that that's not done in the future? Did you repeat it? Can you go right to the goddamn moment to do it? Then I would go on, but mainly I go into this stuff that is new. Everybody knows about what happened on the Kennedy thing, including the reporters on the bed and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But people do not know some of this other crap, about how Johnson used the FBI. But just going right down the line on some of it. Stuff that you think is fairly good, maybe not to the Jersey Convention. Certainly not the stuff with Walter Jenkins, but there's other stuff that's pretty good.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
You know, get about four or five meaty things, and then wipe out the electronic surveillance of the presidential plane. And then lay the great lies. If he lies, then we'll have to call him and tell him, because he lied under oath, and then I'm going to draw his name. Get my point.
Exactly.
He's got to be put right to it. And he knows. In other words, did you conduct these the way I would do it? Have you ever had any information, put the question in such a way that he knows he's going to be lying? Does he not lie to help us if he has no information? He says, have you investigated it? Do you approve of it? I first start with this. The charge has been made. Do you approve of that kind of activity? No. Have you ever had any information come to your attention questioning that sort of activity that's been rightly rooted about? You say, no. He said, did it happen? No. If you did get information, did you conduct an investigation? No. Why not? Well,
now you see, he has done an administrative inquiry and the like, so this will be testing. I think this is good for this reason.
Yeah, I told him, I ordered him when he was in this room, I directed him, I said, you were to give a lie detector test to every individual who may have anything to do with electronic bugging of the president's plan in 1968. Now, goddamn, he hasn't done that. They used the lie detector when they picked new agents. Now, he didn't do it, did he? Has he used lie detector tests?
No, sir.
He did. I told him to get the lotion. I ordered him to. Now, we're not going to screw around with a thing like this. Hoover would have lie detected him in 1 second. You know, if he'd been ordered. What I think is happening here, John, is that Gray, I know the time. He's a nice guy. He's loyal in his own way. But he's panting after the goddamn job. And he's sucking up.
As Carl Ogus says, some of these fellows go up and they get confirmation-itis. They change. They're different individuals once they get up there.
All right. It's going to happen now.
These are questions.
Do you question these tactics?
No, I don't. For this reason.
Don't question them. I don't.
Because
why not get something in on the other side?
That's exactly the point.
And here's the area. You know, you see, in the other area, Irving, you rule it out as your own. For the reason that it is limited to this election. But this involves the FBI, period. And so you're going to say, I want to see what you think is going to be. You lay the foundation very nicely.
We've got tremendous questions about did the FBI investigate some of the occurrences that you were confronted with during your campaign?
Yeah.
The firebombings of some of these things, where they did virtually nothing for us.
Yes.
There's some of that. Just, show the other side. I've got
life a little bit of the end. I would rather get it out of the can. I'd rather pull it back into the old history. Not what he did, Mr. Singer. But you see, whether or not he approves of the use of the FBI by the White House. Now, then go back into what the other White House did. Do you know what I mean? He's pissed on the White House enough, frankly. All right, he's got the White House as an entity that goes through all presidents. Now, what's he think? Maybe you don't want to pull in the Bobby Kennedy. Goddamn, he's dead. But certainly, you could pull in all the Johnson crap, and I'd pull in them again. I will worry a great deal. And then if he does lie, he's to be called and says, all right,
order, and Haruska is extremely close to flying east. We can get to Gurney in a way that's just between Gurney and...
But does Gurney know you well enough that he won't get up the stage from the White House? That's what I'm concerned about. I can't...
Well, I can have somebody who does know Gurney well enough do it.
Well, that's my point.
I'll do it outside.
You can say somebody outside can go and say, look, we've got some hot stuff here. It'll help you in your campaign. Use it.
I like to believe I've operated around here for about 2.5 years now, and no one has ever, I've never surfaced until you decided to surface me.
See what I mean? The trouble is sometimes with Colson, or Stevens, and others involved, is they have not known times and years to do it from the White House. Never do it from the White House. Never.
Just
put it out in the left field.
That's my standard procedure.
And I think that's what my view is. If you could get Gurney to do it, he'd go after it better, and he's all going to be all... Russell's loyal a little bit on the pompous side. He'd be concerned about hurting the FBI. Gurney won't be one goddamn one, but that's the FBI.
That's right.
That should. But now, I'm afraid, how about it? We must... my view is that we should... What the hell? Where's Kleindienst and all this? What in the name of God is he doing?
Kleindienst has been totally unable to program what he calls a bullheaded Irishman in this whole thing. We have tried. They had, before the hearing started, they had sit-down sessions to plan his whole strategy. It's beyond Dick's control.
Now listen, I want all communication with Gray cut off. That's it. Give him the cold stuff for a while. He really couldn't talk to him. Agree?
He called here last night. Talked to Ehrlichman rather than me last night, because I have just been pulling him up short every time he talks to me. And I've known Pat for a long time. He knows that I'm doing it because there's this general display. I haven't said anything about our conversations, of course, but...
you shouldn't.
Of course not, I wouldn't.
Well,
so, I think this is good, and I think the way to do it is just quietly move it in and move it into the form.
That's right. But let's get that question out about the fact about the 685.
All right, so
why not? Now, what's the danger, Jennifer?
Well, the dangers.
The dangers are they'll say, oh, this is a red herring. This isn't true. This is a lie. This is a smear, right? A
couple dangers. One, he has made an administrative inquiry of the thing.
And he'll say no. He'll say he has inquired and he found it's not true.
That's right. And he'll say he found nothing in the records to support some of these.
And that's it. Did you give a lie detector test to those involved? That's where I follow on that.
The other danger is he will blow Deke DeLoach and possibly Bill Sullivan out of the water. Deke DeLoach and Bill Sullivan being blown out of the water could be dangerous individuals. But I think what we're talking about here is not starting an investigation, but raising the inference of it all without touching any of the people.
That's right. And the point is, you understand, how did you conduct your investigation? You conduct it by interrogatories. Did you take sworn testimony from your people? Did you give a lie detector test? See, I know, you're reading this case again, how I bore you, those sons of bitches. Just gonna keep going, I have. Little by little, you keep up burning your mentally crying.
Just like the point that the Senate is trying to drive between Gray and me on one, did Segretti get to see the FBI reports? Absolutely never did I show him those. That's a phony story. And the second thing is, did I turn everything over to the FBI? I can go under oath on both those things, or a lie detector if it ultimately came to that. Not that it should, because we are clean, and Gray knows it.
But when Gray says that you should not have said it, what the hell is he mean? Why shouldn't you say it? The FBI always allows people to sit in, counsel can sit in. The FBI does not say an individual has to be conducted. As a matter of fact, the law provides otherwise. If an individual wants counsel, isn't that correct?
That's correct.
No individual. Good God, the civil libertarian would be up the wall if they had a black up there, you know. And they were investigating the brief.
That's correct. Their policy is if they can get an interview without counsel, they will do it.
They prefer it, but goddamn it. The individual has a right to have counsel. Then who's under counsel?
The other thing is, and Pat understands this, is that any inquiry into the White House is a different type of inquiry. It's not your run-of-the-mill type drug case or something like that that they're talking about. It's sensitive. In fact, the only time I ever came down hard on the FBI was after the leaks started. And then I insisted before they came over here that they tell me what they wanted, who they wanted it from, why they wanted it, and what protections they would take on the information they were given. But we never...
I don't see Gray after this, John. I don't see him taking hold of this
the point that you made yesterday is between us, a very good point is that hell, you could have appointed anybody to be a non-political head of the FBI. You could have found some federal judge who's untouched and the like, and a good administrator and the like. That isn't what you need.
I'm not going through the academia here.
That's right.
And then you need to be political,
right?
At least
be responsive. Don't give the store away. Well, I think this is good.
Well, let me get some more. I'm not. You've got to think it over. It's an idea. You've got to think it over. Get me some questions. But let me tell you, you've got to work. I know these guys, and none of them are worth a goddamn up there. But it's only because they're thinking that they're too busy. But you make the questions up under cross examination. You know, build the case. Little gray one, what the Christ is going to hit. You know, whack. See what I mean?
Well, it does this. Even if he ultimately, you know, things get back on track, the reason I like the press is it's that, and it's giving you the later option. If he does step across the boundary from your knowledge,
yeah,
for the way he answers the question,
I'll say, I'm sorry, he's lying.
And you don't have to even say that publicly. You can pull him in, and he can say, I'm withdrawing.
That's right.
Because if you confront him, you know, privately, and say, Pat, here's the reason
you didn't tell the truth there. And then he'd say, well, I agree, no, I'll withdraw.
That's right. That's the option we need to provide for you.
So it's being political there. So we'll throw him out. And it'll be a 3-4-5-day story when he gets out, and that's all.
Right.
And we'll have to find some non-entity to put in the goddamn job. I think I would be better off to put Jerry Wilson there anyway. College degree, no college degree.
Well, Jerry would do anything that you said. First of all, he would have gone through the hearings. It's a little bit of putting a puppy dog in, but he can run the shop. I know that the arguments were for and against Jerry, and they were all valid at the time, but when you look at what we're into, maybe
the FBI just needs a straight cop in there for a change. I'm just going to stay out of politics.
But here's the thing also, Mr. President. In Pat's defense, let me say, this is the time to test him. This is the time to say, are you on the reservation or not?
Sure.
Because if he isn't now, in the next few days, he has turned around from where he was before. There's no doubt about it. He's come down on the hard line. I'm not turning over any more material, so on and so forth. What we've got to stop him now is, and I told him, I said, if you try to create more of a dichotomy between you and the White House, Pat, you're just egging for them to call and insist upon my appearance. And that's to your disadvantage.
Well, that's a good picture. That's a good picture. Well, for Christ's sake, first, they can't give you your appearance, and they just say there's a double privilege.
Sure.
You're a lawyer, you can't.
Right.
And so you have a privilege there. The committee would have been calling a man's lawyer and questioning him, right?
I would think it's highly...
We've never done it.
No,
I never heard of it. Hell, we never called Lee Pressman in. We didn't call him. Here's his lawyer who's slimy.
We enter a total new league if you start breaching the attorney-client privilege.
I think the attorney-client privilege, you got that. But then also you have it for the executive privilege.
That's right. Now we're on strong terms.
The only part is just your privilege. You want to make clear, well, we don't turn over any information. Well, I think this is a good idea, but I haven't thought through that quite carefully.
Well, as I go through the questions,
mainly just know what the questions are and whether they stand up.
Let me take a hard look, and I'll obviously give you what my honest impression is at the point in time.
Your advice would be very important on this. I mean, that's truly very helpful.
One other development may be a far free, I think it's to the good. Williams and Califano, the law firm representing all these civil cases, are withdrawing from the cases themselves. Counsel. They say they have a conflict in relationship to their representation of the Washington Post. Have had quiet negotiations going on in the background with Strauss and O'Brien to settle those cases. And those cases are just one great shame for all of us. And
sure,
potentially the same thing as a hearing with civil depositions. They get about as far as the Senate can get. So we may have a break going on that. And I've been working on that already.
Well, maybe we'll get a rubber lawyer.
Well, not if we move right now. That's the hopeful thing. All right, sir, I'll keep you posted.
Understand, the way to look at all this is a battle. They just beat them. But I don't want our people to be around here too goddamn angry and finally decided. Now, the problem is, you've got to get somebody to introduce at the dinners or after dinner, or even the after dinner thing. Maury liked everyone. He had studied them. Obviously, he knew all of them, most of them, but he'd studied the list. But even if you know you have a guy introducing afterwards, you could say Mr. Jones from Senator Smith's office, or Mr. So-and-so from that office, or so forth from the ACA, or so forth. You know. But you have, like you have a CODIS or you have a military, you can't expect them to do that because they aren't really that sophisticated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How about getting somebody to do that? Speaking of,
we can trace the military aides to do it.
All right.
Yours, it's a matter of asking. You got to do an intensive briefing, and each one of our people getting in. That's
all right.
Not when Julie gets here, we can do it. That's the problem. Lucy doesn't like us. We're afraid of the social audience, which is.
Who would do that? Oh, but anyway, what I'm trying to say,
can't do that.
Huh?
I don't know why that can't
work it out. Just work it out.
In the future, the next generation, and so forth.
I want them to tell me as they come through.
Now look.
Let me point out that the point is, I have to spend usually a half hour before each dinner, Bob, and each evening, at least reading those goddamn lists, marking things, then memorizing who the Christ they are, because these bastards expect you to know. They don't expect it, but it helps a lot to know. Now, the military, let me tell you, it doesn't do me one bit of good, believe me, one bit of good to have a stiff military aide or CODIS up there putting Mr. Jones. And Mr. Bennett, what the hell is that telling me? What in the name of Christ is that telling me?
You know, one way you can do it is to make up cards for each individual ahead of time.
And then he reads them.
No, and then, yeah. And then give the card to the individual. So he gives it to the introducer. They do that at receptions.
Yeah.
They did it at some of the former receptions.
Sure, good.
It was overseas.
Actually,
we went through a thing. They give me, when I walk in, a card saying, Mr. Holloman, assistant to the president.
Yeah.
And then as I did that one, I hand that to the
right. Now you text Mr. Holloman. You can even do that.
You can do that to stay there.
Oh, yes. You can do that. Make it a nice card. Carry the nice little engraved card. Little engraved card. For it. Say, would you please hand this to the aide?
That's right.
Because you have that. If you have
to. Let's start that card.
Yes.
Let's do that card. Tell them where to sit.
Let's do that right away. And say, you can have that. They want their card ready to go.
Thanks, you know.
office.